Centre Wellington. Centre Wellington Council is getting a clean slate as Sean Waters has been elected mayor of a council of six newcomers. Waters won a three-man race against councillors Neil Dunsmore and Bob Foster. The mayor-elect garnered 4,105 votes, followed by Dunmore in second with 3,417 and Foster in a distant third with 1,529. You get the results and it's sort of like, oh right, okay, I guess I'm mayor, Waters said in an interview at the Friendly Society in downtown Ellora. Waters was a township and county council for a total of five terms before being defeated by Diane Ballantyne for the county's Ward 6 seat in 2018. Foster was first elected to council in 2006 and ran for mayor in 2010, where he lost to Joanne Ross Zudge, who captured about 65% of the vote. He was re-elected to council for Ward 3 in 2018. This past term was Dunsmore's first on township council, where he represented Ward 4. I just want to thank Bob and Neil for running a good campaign, and I'd like to thank them for their service, Waters said. Centre Wellington Council will have six new councillors, as councillors Ian McRae, Stephen Van Leeuwen and Stephen Keatras did not seek re-election. Longtime councillor Kirk McIlwain was defeated by Kim Jefferson in Ward 2. Jefferson received 592 votes while McIlwain got 403. McIlwain beat Jefferson in 2018 by just 8 votes. Eric Nielsen placed third in this race with 55 votes. We've never really seen a change like this happen, even in my time on five councils, Waters said. I think the public basically said, hey, we want a change, we want to move on and make it more of a positive experience for council and the public. Waters acknowledged there will be a learning curve for this council, and the number one priority will be to get them cohesively working together. I know for myself, when I ran for the first time back in the day, it took me literally a year to kind of figure out the lanes, Waters said. This will be the challenge of not only the staff, but councillors themselves, and part of my challenge to help bring council up and feel comfortable, because obviously they're going to be making decisions pretty much right away. Neil Dunsmore said in a phone interview he was obviously disappointed in the result but respected the electorate's decision. It's our job to come together as a community and move forward as a community, Dunsmore said. Dunsmore said the issues he's brought forward during the election, including housing, growing the local economy and managing assets, will remain on the table for the next council. I'm not giving up on affordable and attainable housing in this community, and neither are the people in this room with me, Dunsmore said, adding this includes a mix of social activists, business people and ordinary citizens. I just didn't knock on enough doors and I didn't get my message out to enough people. That's not my team's fault, that's my fault. Foster did not immediately return a request for comment. Waters will be leading a council with the following members: Lisa McDonald, Ward 1 Kimberly Jefferson, Ward 2 Barbara Lustgarten-Evoy, Ward 3 Jennifer Adams, Ward 4 Bronwyn Wilton, Ward 5 Dennis Craddock, Ward 6 Wellington County's Police Board Vice Chair Lisa McDonald has made the jump to Township Council for Ward 1 with a big win over Jonathan Davis. She received 1,655 to Davis's 335. Former school board trustee Barbara Lustgarten-Evoy won a crowded race in Ward 3, gaining 786 votes over five other candidates. Newcomer Jennifer Adams also had a decisive victory in Ward 4 with 1,275 votes compared to Brock Aldersley's 355. Bronwyn Wilton has won the council seat for Ward 5 against Peter Vile, who was unable to withdraw because he requested to do so after the deadline had passed. The first-time councillor got 1,087 votes to Vile's 160. Ward 6 will be represented by Dennis Craddock, who got 412 votes to win over Rick Schroeder, who got 299. This will be his first term on council. While Centre Wellington Council is completely new, the three county seats are all familiar faces. The county's Ward 4 was acclaimed by Steve O'Neill, who will be serving a second term. Councillor Mary Lloyd defeated challenger Randy Vane, a former Town of Grimsby councillor, in a vote of 3,089 to 1,027 for Ward 5. Diane Ballantyne will get a second term as the county's Ward 6 representative after coming out on top over Melanie Lang, who ran federally for the Liberals in the 2021 election. Ballantyne received 1,917 votes while Lang got 1,411. Marina Hannenberg and Andrew Finoro have been acclaimed as trustees for the Upper Grand District School Board and Wellington Catholic District School Board respectively.